Thanks, Kat.
I'm back on the road now.
EJ, still here.
Again last night. What you doing up this early?
Probably. I don't sleep real well.
Late when I was running the tool business, but now I'm finally, after that short break, or a couple months break of not working, I'm finding it hard to get back into routine.
Many, many years of working in retail and getting up at the crack of dawn, well, before the crack of dawn, to stock shelves and all that stuff. And that's just, now it's been ingrained in my psyche or whatever, and it's just never broken.
That way, until I had my knee surgery, like I said, I had my knee surgery, that's what broke mine. Couldn't go anywhere, couldn't move, you know, for several weeks, didn't want you up doing a whole lot, and then after that, didn't have a job to go back to right away, so just kind of fell to the wayside, I guess.
I found fun.
Sink up there, and yeah, so I'm just finding it tough to get back in my routine. As young as I used to be, either.
Kids that are refusing to wake up in the shower.
I don't have that problem anymore. Mine are grown.
I'm in middle school, and the rest are pretty much grown.
I'm right in the worst part of the growing up teenage years.
He's struggling with some of that stuff now, teenage angst and all that stuff.
I've got
3 girls and 1 boy. The boy is the youngest.
Had your hands full, haven't you?
That's the truth of it.
1 boy, so he's 26 now.
I won. So, and then two 18-year-olds, and then my youngest is 12, almost 13.
He'll grow up and grow out of it. You'll laugh about how he was when he was that time. You know how it goes. But I'm getting ready to pull into the parking lot at work, so I'm going to jump off here. Scott, it was good to talk to you this morning, and hopefully you get some rest here and some accomplished stuff today. KO4HKX, I'll be clear on your final. 73.
Good day, man. And 73C N2SWJ, monitoring.